This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Thank you and good morning. Welcome. This is Chris Witt's Morning Devotions. Nick Vujicic's a remarkable man. You might have heard about him, born without arms and legs. He lets nothing defeat him. He lives a full life. And this is what he said one day. If we went by the world's definition of who I'm supposed to be because I look weird, well, surely this guy, he can't have a productive life. He doesn't have a sense of humour. He can't love life. We stereotype people in this world, he says, and so if the world thinks you're not good enough, it's a lie. He said, get a second opinion. When I read that, I thought this makes a great deal of sense, especially if you feel you're not good enough, and many of us have felt like that. You know, I'm not a good enough dad. No matter how hard I try, I feel inadequate. I'm never a good enough husband. My best is just never good enough. No matter how much effort I put into it, I don't feel like I'll ever be good enough as a valued member of community. Now, these are typical comments, and you might have said them yourself, but I think there's a problem. Many of us believe that our worth is based on what others say about us. Do you worry about what others say about you? You know the story that many of us have grown up in a home where we have had lots of encouragement. We feel good about ourselves. Others, of course, have had the opposite. You're stupid. They're told when they're growing up, you're no good. You're pathetic. I wish you were more like your brother. And you're nothing like your sister. And then there's that other horrible statement, I wish I'd never had you. And these things just go on and on. And you start to think, well, maybe I am not good enough. You feel good when someone encourages you, but if someone cuts you down, you feel like the biggest loser. Maybe you have made mistakes in the past and you think, I did something stupid and I just can't forgive myself for what I did. I'm of no worth to anybody. Isn't it sad when we can't forgive ourselves for what we've done? It was Mark Batterson in his book called Wild Goose Chase. He said that we become so fixated on past mistakes that we forfeit future opportunities. We mistakenly think our mistakes disqualify us from being used by God. And that's the difference. As a Christian, you can look above the past failures. There are many people who've disqualified themselves from serving God because they think they're not good enough because of something that happened in the past. And that colours everything they do. I'll never amount to anything. Remember, as Nick Vujicic said, it is a lie. The other thing to recall is that we get our worth and value from what God says about us. We're not who others say we are, and we're not the sum total of our past experiences. We are who God says we are, and that's where we find our worth and our value. We get our worth and our value from what God says. So when that lie comes up, you've got to replace it with the truth. And there's a lovely verse in 1 Peter 5:7 in the New Testament. God cares for you, so turn all your worries over to him. And that includes how you feel about yourself. When we come to Jesus Christ and commit our life to him, our old nature dies. It's gone. We have a new heart, a new spirit, a new creation. But that just because we're spiritually new doesn't mean the old memories are just going to go. We're often haunted by those negative tapes, if you like, that can run in our mind. And so we need God to renew our mind. And when that does, you'll start to believe what God says about you. And Paul says the wonderful verse in 1 Corinthians 6:19, you do not belong to yourself, for God bought you with a high price. In other words, you're valuable because you belong to God, a high price. That image here of being bought with a price comes from the days of buying slaves. The slaves were put on the market to be sold and the people would buy them for an agreed price. But our price, the cost of purchasing us, was Jesus Christ. So really, no one has any business saying to you, you're a nobody. God made you. He redeemed you through Jesus Christ. And you can feel good about yourself. It's not about boasting. It's about belonging to him. Heavenly Father, thank you today. I needn't say I'm not good enough because I just look to you and say, you love me, and that's enough. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.